Test 70, Section 1, Question 23. Now, here we're looking for a principle that would justify the columnist's reasoning. And with these principle questions, what we're looking is a giant if-then, where the evidence matches with the if and the conclusion matches with the then. So, what we get as far as the passage, it says, most people favor the bill and it doesn't violate anyone's human rights. It will not be passed for many years, if at all. Nor will any similar bill. So that's going to be our conclusion, could be our conclusion, or it could be a piece of evidence. Those people who would be adversely affected, were it to become law, are very influential. Okay, this shows that if this country is a democracy at all, it is not a well-functioning one. Now, in the end, that's our final conclusion. So in a way, kind of what we're getting is it's saying people who are adversely affected are very influential, which is used to support the middle claim. So it's the first sentence, which is essentially a sub-conclusion that it won't be passed. And the conclusion is then that the democracy, if it's a democracy, it's not well-functioning. So what we need is something that's going to say, if we get a situation where good bills or bills that don't violate human rights and most people are in favor of it don't get passed, then the democracy is not functioning well. So, A, in a well-functioning democracy, any bill that would benefit most people will be passed into laws if it doesn't violate anyone's human rights. Problem here is it's not about whether the bill would benefit people. It's about whether or not people favor the bill. B, if a democracy is well functioning, then any bill that is opposed by influential people but favored by most other people will eventually pass into law. Maybe. The one problem here is we don't necessarily know about the human rights part. So let's hold on to B, but hope we get something better. C, in a well-functioning democracy, a bill that is favored by most people would become laws within a few years, only if those who oppose it are not influential. Well, we don't really know about cases where there's not influential people. D, any bill passed into law will be favored by most people and be consistent. No, we really need to have something that's saying if it's favored, then it will be passed into law, not if it's passed into law, it will be well favored. So D has the right parts, but backwards. E, a bill that most people favor will be passed promptly into law in a well-functioning democracy if the bill does not violate anyone's basic human rights. Now that one matches our passage the most because it includes favored by most people, not violating human rights, and then it's saying will be passed promptly into law in a well-functioning democracy. And that also is a little bit better than B because it has the time element. And in the passage, it says will not be passed for many years, if at all. And so the promptness is a relevant characteristic in this situation. And so answer choice E is our best response.